Information Security and IaaS Governance, Chapter 6, Business Continuity Planning, BCP. So we have the introduction to BCP and the critical components of the BCP framework as the key contents of this chapter. Business continuity planning deals with both natural as well as human inflicted threats that could disturb business continuity and cause loss of life, wealth, and reputation. BCP forms a critical part of an organization's overall business continuity management plan, or BCM plan. The BCM includes policies, standards, procedures to ensure continuity, resumption, and recovery of critical business processes at an agreed level and the limit the impact of disaster on people, process, and infrastructure. In many cases, the BCM or BCP is driven by the Information Security and Governance Charters, and CISO drives the entire ITDR plan and ITDR recovery for the technical part. Business continuity is all about the continuation of business in case of any kind of disaster, man-made, human, as well as natural. As a result, it focuses on all the three aspects of people, process, and technology. It's just not that technology aspect or the ITDR part or DR drill part which has to be focused upon. The people and processes and key business initiatives have to be looked upon while doing a business impact analysis. Key factors in BCP design: probability of unplanned events, including natural and man-made disasters, which natural disasters like earthquakes, hurricanes, etc., and man-made disasters will be like fire. It might be human man-made, or it might be even natural fires which are happening across the globe. There can be biochemical attacks, there could be power grid failures, etc. Then there are security threats, which are global in nature and might be state-sponsored or nation-state-sponsored. Increasing infrastructure and application interdependencies, which might lead to failure of certain components. Also, the regulatory and compliance requirements have to be kept in mind while designing BCP design. There are various compliance requirements set forth by regulators for an agreed level of recovery time objectives, and that is nothing but RTO, and recovery point objectives, which is nothing but RPO. We'll see both of these, RTO and RPO, in detail in further slides. But this has to be kept on focus while analyzing different compliances. BCP also focuses on failure of third-party agreements, and the impact analysis, the BIA or business impact analysis, should have a key component of what all vendors are required to conduct security assessments of continuity aspects or availability aspects of the CIA triad. Globalization and the challenges of operating in multiple countries and different geographic locations is also a key factor while designing the entire BCP plan. The key elements to be protected while designing or while ensuring a business continuity planning are the key personnel. As I said, various business processes are driven by personal factors and individuals who are running key positions and might have information pertaining to certain business processes only dependent on the people resources. Then there are vital records which need to be preserved, sensitive information of customers, and also business-related trade secrets. Shared equipment, hardware, software, data files, these are all the shared services and the IT operations and tech operations which support the business. Then the production processes, the whole supply chain management, input to output functionality of various industries have to be looked upon. Customer services is a key part. In case of disaster, customers are also required to be made aware that we are facing a disaster and they wish that the particular services are ensured. Network connectivity, network availability has to be also be kept in mind while designing the business continuity planning. Management information systems and MIS reportings are also must be made available in case of any disaster. The BCP methodology includes business impact analysis, or also short form as BIA, risk assessment or the gap assessment with respect to the BIA sheets. Then there's determining choices and business continuity strategy. What exactly will be taken up first and prioritized has to be clear-cut defined in a continuity event. Developing and implementing BCP across the enterprise-wide is a must step. Many a times we've seen in organizations that BCP is purely focused on IT systems and IT recovery mechanisms, and people and processes are often overlooked upon. Availability of people resources, cross-site training of different resources. It should not be that HR function is solely dependent upon HR managers, and HR managers should also be taught to do certain other call center related stuff or some other business processes, so that there is a cross-functional training which should be imparted by the training and department and learning department. Talking of business impact analysis, identification of critical business processes is a key part of BIA. BIA formulates the recovery time objective based on the business impact analysis. What exactly is recovery time object? Recovery time object is the time required by the business to bring back to its normalcy or bring back its usual business as usual effect or BAU effect in a time of earthquakes, disasters or something like that. For example, the businesses, critical businesses are running 24/7 and there is a disaster, definitely there would be some time required to shift the services or components from the primary data center to the recovery data center or the DR part. The time required for this shift from data center to the disaster recovery center and disaster recovery center responding back to the applications should be always kept focused upon. Critical and tough assessments in terms of disaster so that the framework would be exhaustive enough to address most stressful situations. There are times where have to be assumed that the disaster and the framework must include all the components which are interlinked, dependent, as well as dependent upon peoples and processes. The RTO, though it seems more on the technical side, it also includes human and process components. For example, if we are depending on certain third-party vendors to continue our support, IT support or non-IT support, then they also must be included in the business impact analysis. Business impact analysis also does the identification of recovery point objective, that is RPO, for data loss and strategy to deal with such data loss. Alternate procedures during the time systems are not available, and estimating the resource requirements is also a key feature. Talking about recovery point objective, just like recovery time objective, recovery point objective is basically the point at which the data which has been recovered can be restored and the business operations can continue from that point onwards. For example, or better understanding, we say that every data gets replicated from the primary side to the recovery side in a gap of, say, 10 minutes. So if a record is written, if a business transaction is made in the main system and it requires 10 minutes from the entire business record to be transferred from the main DR side, data center side, to the data recovery side, that is a DR side. So this 10 minutes is a recovery point objective, is a time required which might be affected. So for example, there is at time zero, there is an earthquake disaster or there is some other natural calamity disaster which has led to the failure of data center. That means the data which was there at the point zero would not be existing in the DR site, but the data of T minus 10, that is the 10 minutes before the calamity occurred, has been recovered or has been stored for replication. Hence, we should always consider this RPO to be as minimum as possible so that we can have accuracy of data replication available. Ideally, we have seen the RTO, as a recovery time objective, is somewhere around 30 minutes to 2 hours. It has been mandated by various guidelines to be less than 4 hours. In case of RTO, it is just the business availability is getting affected, but in case of RPO, it is the amount of data which is getting lost. Hence, RPO should be as negligible as possible, and due to the new age technologies and new age data and networking connections, it can be as negligible as 0 milliseconds. Various data centers, especially the likes of cloud providers of Amazon, Azure, and AWS and Google Cloud, storages, they provide near real-time replication from the data center to the DR sites by using high-speed networks and content data networks or CDN networks. This ensures that we lose no data at the time of any calamity, and the DR site is kind of as a replica of the DC site. The same can be achieved by an organization by using high-speed networks or making the DR site as an active-active site instead of keeping the DR site as a passive site. Going ahead is a risk assessment, which has to be done as a critical part of the business continuity planning. The structured risk assessment based on comprehensive business impact analysis is required. Risk management by implementing appropriate strategy architecture to attain the organization's agreed RTOs and RPOs is a key component. The dependencies and the risk involved is also has to be assessed in the use of external resources, third-party vendors, and support staff. The risk assessment has to be as comprehensive as possible, covering both people, process, and technology. Risk assessment or the RA exercise must complement the business impact analysis, which has been priorly discussed with all the business heads. Every business head would consider its business activity as very critical and would require as less possible of RTOs and RPOs. However, it is not possible for IT support or IT operations to give the best services to all the departments, and hence prioritizing the business line of functions bases the criticality and availability is the function has to be taken, or a joint call has to be taken by either the board of directors or steering committees. Determining choices and business continuity strategy. BCP should evolve beyond the IT realm and must cover all people, process, and infrastructure. Time and again, we have seen, and I have focused this again and again, saying that people and processes are also involved in continuity of the business. The methodology should prove for the safety and well-being of people on the shop floor, offices at the time of disaster. Define response action based on identified classes of disaster, level ones, level critical, hurricanes. All have been criticality defined, and the disaster which they occur or they cause has also been well defined and stipulated. To arrive at selected process of resumption plan must also be made. Developing and implementing BCP. Defining response actions specific to the organization processes is a key component while developing any BCP. BCP cannot be on a higher policy level, or it should not be something which is like a strategic call. It should be an on-ground reality as to who is responsible in case of any disaster. It should be as responsive, as real as possible. There have been cases wherein BCP plan has been made so futuristic that it cannot be achieved in the reality scenario. We should never achieve something or we should not draft some business continuity plan which is like a best state or which cannot be executed on the ground. Establishing management succession and emergency powers must also be made available. There should be delegating authority as to if a certain management personnel is not available, then his or her power gets delegated to certain individuals. The compatibility and coordination of contingency plans by both the organization and service providers is required. Many times we have seen the business continuity plan does not call together how the coordination in case of emergency will happen. They still rely on additional or existing telephony networks or internet networks. But it should be borne in mind that if there is a natural disaster like earthquake or hurricane, then both electric and telephone lines might go down. And there should be contingency plans of coordination and communication to be made available in case of such a scenario. How there would be communication from the DR location or disaster recovery people in case of natural disaster must be well thought through. Developing and implementing BCP. The recovery procedures should not compromise on the control environment at the recovery location. The recovery location must be far-fetched. They have to be planned in such a way that it does not land on the same seismic zones. It must be well thought through. The recovery locations must be always available, and the staff which is controlling the recovery location must always be available for communication on different lines. having specific contingency plans for each outsourcing agreement based on the degree of materiality. There can be certain outsourcing vendors which are not critical and which the degree of materiality for them will not be that high. So depending on the degree of materiality and the criticality of availability of such outsourcing vendors must be well thought through and planned while implementing the business continuity plan. Periodic updating to absorb changes in the institution or its service providers should be also considered. Key considerations in formulating BCP. Ensuring prompt and accurate processing of securities transactions has to be thought through while considering. Honoring of all customer payouts and customer information and handling customer information and protecting the customer information is a critical component. Providing priority to intraday deal payments and the very ensurement that in case of financial transactions, the reverse copy or the copy of transactions which has been made within the stipulated time is maintained in real time, not just in a disaster recovery. There should be a near DR so that the replication happens very faster. Providing customers prompt access to their funds and securities is also well required, and hence call centers must also be located at different seismic zones and far zones as well as near zones, so that if one call center is not available to respond to the customer's queries, because in case of disaster, even the customer is at a stress level and might want certain issues or certain cases to be raised. We have seen this in various insurance scenarios wherein there has been a natural calamity like flooding or heavy rainfall, and which has damaged a lot of vehicles and property damages, and the customers are trying to reach out to their insurance providers for certain claims. And because the insurance providers is also local in nature and the telephone lines are disrupted, maybe they will not be available. Hence, the customer center must be made 24/7 available for all type of scenarios, and there must be all-time live replications of all these customer-related data at these customer call center endpoints. The call center executives must also be trained for handling business continuity-related or disaster-related scenarios and must provide the soothing effect for the distressed clients. Continuing compliance with regulatory and reporting requirements is a key aspect while considering the formulating the BCP. The BCP framework considers the conditions for activating plan, which describe process to be followed before each plan is activated. Emergency procedures should be well described, and which describe the actions to be taken the following an incident which jeopardizes the business operations or human life. Identification of the processing resources, locations available to replace those which are supporting critical activities and live activities. The fallback procedures which have to be undertaken to move essential business activities from the disaster site to a safe site must also be well thought through. The BC framework also supports services alternative to temporary locations and bring them back in the required time frame for the continuity of the business. Identification of information to be backed up and location for the storage should also be thought through in the BCP framework. Resumption procedures which describe the actions to be taken to return to normal business operations have to be defined and formulated. A maintenance schedule should also be drafted which specifies how and when the plan will be tested, or DR drill is considered, or BCP drill should be considered to execute, and the process for maintaining the plan on an ongoing basis. There are various scenarios wherein there would be change in the human resource personnel, there would be changes in the business processes, there would be even change in technologies, disaster recovery sites, and hence the entire BCP plan should be continuously revisited for maintaining and making it as relevant as possible for the time of disaster. Awareness and education activities with regards to BCP also falls under the gamut of the information security governance. As a governance, we must educate all the key stakeholders of the BCP plan, including senior management, to the BCP-related individuals as defined under the BCP manual. Responsibilities of the individuals describing who is responsible for executing which component of that part of the plan has to be clearly defined of each individual, and they should be well-trained, well-collaborated, and there should be multiple drills within a financial year so that they help the individuals to be on their toes in case of any disaster. Pandemic planning is also a key part of business continuity planning. Pandemics are defined as epidemics or outbreaks in humans of infectious diseases that have the ability to spread rapidly over large areas and even worldwide. We have seen various pandemics, likes of Ebola, SARS, and many other pandemics which have caused widespread disruption in business, and not just business but also human life. There are adverse economic effects of a pandemic which would be very much significant, which is both national as well as international in nature. Or the most significant challenge likely from a severe pandemic event would be staffing shortage due to absenteeism. Also, many a times there would be state warnings relating to the non-availability of such resources. But in case your business operations is providing health insurance as a business and then there is a pandemic, then you should well thought through of secure vendors who would be not located in a particular geography and would affect and would actually help the claim processes, which includes the third party assessors like TPAs as well as health partners as well as other business partners. Especially because we're talking of insurance, because insurance is a subject matter of risk and business continuity is a huge risk which might affect both the client as well as the organization. Other services like banking and capital markets and other in the banking and financial sector would also get affected, and hence there are severe adverse effects in case of pandemic. It is important for the organizations to actively keep abreast of health advisories issued in the regard of a pandemic. A preventive program to reduce the likelihood that organization operations will be significantly affected by a pandemic event must be programmed and must be drafted in a very diligent way. A document strategy that provides for scaling the organization's pandemic efforts so they are consistent with the effects of a particular stage of a pandemic outbreak. The organization structure is always very well defined and very well structured, and the human resources which are deployed for the operations are very limited. In case of pandemic, due to unavailability of the human resources, the skill shortage is very acute, and hence various different vendors who could be called upon at such a time to support business operations must be very well drafted, and these vendors should be always in different seismic zones and different national or international geographical borders so that they can help the business to survive. A comprehensive framework of facilities, systems and procedures that provide the organization the capability to continue its critical operations even if its majority of staff is unavailable for a prolonged period should be described in pandemic planning. Pandemic planning should also develop a framework which considers the impact of customer reactions and increased reliance of online services. A testing program to ensure that the organization's pandemic planning practices and capabilities are affected should also be put through, and certain drills or certain pandemic drills must be planned to ensure that the operations is running at least for the critical business processes. An oversight program to ensure ongoing review and updates to the pandemic plan so that the policies, standards and procedures include up-to-date and relevant information provided by the governmental sources. Government keeps on pushing various regulatory and statutory guidelines for different financial, non-financial institutions to maintain their availability. Government has also set up various different organizations, for example, National Criticality Forum, wherein they assess the criticality of every business, right from power grids to thermal power plants to aviation and banking finance and such other sectors. The government's focus is to make sure that all the business processes and all the internal services of both government and non-government organizations are very well running in case of any pandemic or any disaster. A consideration for insurance for transferring the risk to a third party should always be thought through while considering pandemic.